Blog Talk Radio.
I love that song. Good morning and welcome to the Good Morning Breath Show, Morning Breath Show with your host. I am Lena J. And for everyone that is listening, always, as always, the chat room is open and the phone lines are open. So if you want to call and talk to me, definitely you can do that. The call-in number is 347-324-5717. And you can also come into the chat room and you can, you know, just talk with me just a little bit if you want to. Not a problem. If you don't want to call on the phone, that's quite all right. Now, as you guys know, my last show, previous show, I was talking about the – oh, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm working on the chat room. It seems like it's taken forever to come up for me, but I'm working on that right now. But the last show, I was talking about an app called Peoples, P-E-E-P-L-E. And that app is going to launch sometime in November, so next month. Now, the app is an app where you can, like I said, if you have anyone's phone number, you can actually listen to the last previous shows, you guys. I've talked about this for the last two shows. But it's an app that you can, you know, you can create a profile for yourself. And as long as you have someone's phone number, you can add them to this app. And you can rate people, you know, you can let them know, you know, let the world know, hey, this person is, you know, the worst person in the world. I think, honestly, it's a form of bullying. And I really don't agree with this app. And there's a lot of celebrities also that do not like this app. I was listening to the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she's not fond of the app. She was telling everybody don't use the app. Definitely, if we get more celebrities to kind of, you know, tell everyone, hey, don't use this app, maybe, you know, it'll bring more attention to the creators of the app, because it's two women. Honestly, if you think about what's going on with the app, it sounds like the app was created by two bitter women that would like to get back at their ex-boyfriends or whatever the heck is going on, because you don't have the option to opt out. You know, they say, oh, if you get a bad review, you have 48 hours, you know, before the comment is actually posted. But if it's something positive, it posts right away. Regardless, you're not able to opt out of it. And listening to another show, I think it's called Fashion Fab or something like that. It has Tyra Banks on it and Chrissy Teigen. And as you all know, Chrissy Teigen is married to John Legend, the singer, and congratulations to them. They're pregnant. But Chrissy, she was stating how, you know, she was completely against this app. You know, she said the same thing I said. You know, it's a form of bullying. She's not fond of the app. Also, while watching the show, I didn't realize that, because I didn't read about this, so I don't know how accurate this is, but they stated that if someone creates a profile, you know, with your, that's all they have to do is have your phone number. If someone creates a profile and they have your phone number, you get an instant message. You get a text message saying, hey, you know, you're on this site and someone made a review about you. Click here to, you know, read the review. Are you serious? So, as long as you have a Facebook account and the person's phone number, you can put anyone on blast. You can make fun of anyone. And they were talking about the same topics that I was talking about. You have so many children, you know, that are going to get on this app and use it, you know, for the wrong reason. You know, you're going to have children that are not as mentally strong as everyone else, and you're going to have children that's going to be distraught, depressed, and suicidal. And they talked about this as well on the show. You know, things that I've talked about before their show even aired. And that's crazy that, you know, they're saying the same things that I'm saying. So I definitely want to put the awareness out about this app. It's called Peoples, P-E-E-P-L-E. You guys, please, like Ellen DeGeneres said, and like I said before they even said it, don't use this app. Please don't use this app. It is a form of bullying. You know, it's really not going to, no good is going to come out of using this app, period. Nothing good is going to come out of this. How can you rate someone, rate a human being, you know, on a website without their knowledge? As long as you have their phone number, you know, you can add them and say, hey, you know, this person is the worst person in the world. You could say so many negative and bitter things, so many things that are not true. So definitely don't use this app. I want everybody to, you know, kind of bypass this app so much so that, you know, they won't have any activity on here and they'll actually close that app down. So hopefully, you know, we can get together and have this app kind of shut down. But, you know, there's a lot of celebrities now that's starting to, you know, voice their opinions about this app. So I'm hoping that eventually, you know, it will be shut down before they actually get a chance to launch it. So you guys can, you know, for more information, you can Google the information and you can listen to my previous two shows when I was talking about this situation as well. So I'm pretty much tired of talking about this. So I've been talking about this long before everybody else was talking about it. So, yeah, you guys definitely Google it, and I'm done on that subject. Now, moving on to the next thing, I do have a new time and a new day. I'm actually going to start doing my shows on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to do two shows, you know, and I'm going to start on Sunday. I can't do it tomorrow because I have a lot of things going on, but I'm going to start doing the shows on Saturdays and Sundays so a lot of my friends can actually listen to the show live. So you guys can come on Saturdays and Sundays and listen to me, come into the chat room, call the phone lines. If you just want to listen on the phone, you can do that as well. Not a problem. If you would like to speak to me, definitely press that one. And, you know, also come into the chat room. The chat room is up. It's always up and running. I was able to get that going. Thank goodness. And moving on from that, now, everyone knows about Chuck E. Cheese. If you have a child in your life, may it be your child or a niece or a nephew or a little cousin, you know, a stepchild or whatever, if you have a child in your life and you are a child yourself, everyone knows about Chuck E. Cheese. If you don't know about Chuck E. Cheese, I don't know where the hell you've been, probably under a rock somewhere. But anyway, Chuck E. Cheese, they're going to start selling for the adults. They're going to start selling beer and coffee in Chuck E. Cheese. Can you believe that? Beer and coffee in Chuck E. Cheese. Now, please explain to me how you already have, you know, people fighting in Chuck E. Cheese, and this is without the alcohol, okay? There's so many incidents where people are fighting in Chuck E. Cheese over little stuff. You know, it could be dumb stuff. And then, of course, you have somebody's child, you know, bullying another child or hitting another child. And, of course, the parent get involved. And then, okay, another parent get involved. And it's a whole big blowout. Now, you take all of that and mix it with beer. Goodness gracious. This is going to end badly. I'm telling you. It really is. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, I have a few more things that I would like to talk to you guys about. Once again, chat room is open. Phone line is open, 347-324-5717.
I hold it down like a Snapchat. Go over your head like a snapback. Uploaded a pic, double tap that. And your flow so old, granddad.
Bruh.
It's just banter.
Yeah.
I'm way too much like a black cab.
I bought.
What you stop chatting in the club for? Just dance, man. Like, yo, fam, alarm. Yo, fam, yo, fam, alarm. Ain't no girl better than. I'm on the roads, caravan. Let me do this fast, Ramadan. Cause it's going down, avalanche. I'ma keep it short, paragraph. Queen Nisha, my rain, and a rack. Cause you're off Israel, another rack. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, Jesus. A couple of snaky friends, just Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And there's no debate on who's better.
Come on.
I turn a man to a girl like Bruce Jenner. I shout down the dance like. We broke down the dance like. I be the one they love, I be the don. They know where I'm from, 01 to the 21. Yo, brethren, where is your hairline gone? I can't believe it, I can't believe her cheek. Some girls wake up and don't even brush their teeth. That's a dead thing. That's a bad breath take.
Morning.
How could you talk my name and you ain't even brush your teeth?
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your
teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Bars cold like a TikTok. You've got a pot belly like Rick Ross. Stiff gal, do the TikTok. Big mouth gal, where your lips gone?
Where?
I ain't got time to be TikTok.
No.
But I got a new wristwatch. Let's go toe to toe, flip flop. I make the crowd jump like crisscross.
Sure, sure.
I got a dark skinned friend that looks like Rachel Dozel.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a light skinned friend that looks like Rachel Dozel.
single. Which one's which? Not sure.
Nah.
Them gala clapped, encore.
Don't think you're buff because you're wearing contour.
Because I'll wipe your brows off.
Yeah.
I'll snatch your wig and your nails off.
Bye,
I go blind, hands out. Like I'm at the nail shop. Look, these girls are bluffing.
Uh-huh.
They really ain't on nothing.
Nah, man.
You can't do dirt on me.
Are you going to go and get your cousin?
What? Everything ends rosy, I beg you not. I'll clean the teeth for and set it off.
Yeah.
Then I bounce like a belly flop. Got one eye on your man. Fetty what?
Yeah, baby.
I'm getting watched. Watch me like Netflix.
Yeah.
You go to the club, but you ain't got dough for your gas and electric.
Let's hit.
I can't believe it. I can't believe the cheeks. Some man wake up and don't even brush their teeth. How could you do that? How could you even speak? How could you talk my name when you ain't even brushed your teeth?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Love that song, but then again, I love all the songs that I'm playing. Call-in number, thank you for joining me. This is the Morning Breath Morning Show, and I am your host, Lena J. Call-in number, 347-324-5717. And the chat room is currently open, so you guys can come in and join me, no problem. And you guys can tell that I really didn't have time to change my songs from the last show because I'm playing the same songs, but don't judge me. Don't do that. That's not nice. But anyway, I do have a question for you guys. Now, you know what? Before I get to the question, let me get to this one situation that, you know, has been buzzing. And I know a lot of people are going to feel some kind of way about this. But honestly, it might be a good thing. It might be a good thing for the people that don't own the company. But I think the sales are definitely going to go down. Now, once again, if you have been under a rock, you are not aware that Playboy will no longer be putting nude pictures in their magazine. And this is going to, you know, start in March, their March episode. So you guys still got a couple more months to see the nudes. But starting in March, they will not, you know, have any nude pictures. So you guys to say, oh, I only read Playboy for the articles, you can actually say it and mean it this time because they're no longer going to have any nude pictures in their magazine. So I don't know how this is going to, you know, do as far as, you know, subscriptions. You know, subscription, still I can't talk, but you guys know that. But the subscriptions, they may go down. Not really sure. They may go up. You never know. They are going to have women dressed tastefully but still sexy enough, you know, to entice you to actually look at the pictures. They're going to give more information on the girls and things like that, which I think is a good thing because some of these girls are doing other things other than posing for you guys to see their bodies. And honestly, I think that, you know, women, anyone, men or women, you can be extremely sexy and still turn people on while you have your clothes on. You know, it's just a matter of using your imagination. Now, my question to everyone is, what do you think? You know, what do you think is going to happen with Playboy? You know, do you think this is a good thing? Do you think this is a bad thing? I don't know. Just, you know, come and let me know. Now, you guys, I do have a Facebook page, the Morning Breath Morning Show. I'm still, you know, kind of rallying for, you know, some likes and everything because it is a new page and I want everybody to come on. So if you want to participate in a conversation or ask any questions or answer any questions, definitely go on to the Facebook page and, you know, you can make your comments. Now, another thing, I was watching another show and they posed a question. And the question, I automatically said, no. That's the first thing that came out of my mouth. No, no. Now, the question was, Ladies, would you allow your man to dress you? No. No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I didn't even have to think about that. Nope. Nope. Uh-uh. Because you don't know, you know, how he's going to dress you. First and foremost, ladies, you may just end up butt naked. Because honestly, that's what guys will probably just say. Oh, okay, you don't need no clothes, just be butt naked. But then they realize, hey, you got to go out in public. So they're like, oh, no, let's find you something. Now, depending on your guy, you may be overdressed or you may be dressed from a different fashion era. I don't know. Either way it goes. I said no. I'm going to stick to that, and I'm not changing my story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If I had a man, I would not allow him to dress me. No, that is not an option whatsoever. And I have another question for you guys. Now, during the week, you know, it doesn't even matter, Saturday through Sunday, well, Sunday through Saturday. Why do I keep saying Saturday through Sunday? Whatever. From Sunday through Saturday, you guys know what I'm talking about. When do you think is an acceptable time for someone to call you in the morning and at night? You know, is there a time that's too early? Is there a time that's too late? You know, would you say, okay, well, don't call me after 11 o'clock at night? Would you say don't call me past 7 o'clock at night? Don't call me before 10 o'clock in the morning? Don't call me before noon? You know, people are different, and I would like to know your opinion on this. But what I'm going to do, like I said, you guys, I have a lot of things I have to do tomorrow. That's why I'm not going to start the show. So I'm actually going to start everything that I need to do today. So unfortunately, I'm going to close the show out early, so I do apologize, but Sunday I will be here at 11 o'clock with new music, definitely new music, and I want you guys to come and join me because Sundays I'm going to be playing old school music. Every single Sunday, that's what it's going to be, old school music. I'm not going to deter from that at all. And on Saturdays, of course, you know, more upbeat, you know, current music. But on Sundays, if you like old school, come and join me. You're going to love it. But I want to thank everyone that popped in, popped out. And I hope that everyone will join me on Sunday at 11 o'clock. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
What it is, what it's gonna be, no, I can't call it. All I know is I had to step up, step up. Beat it up, cut the chase, go in for first place before the mother cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it, girl. But what's that go down as you turn me down? But this time around,
hey,
I'm down to you.
Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you getting into? I don't know what your name is, or who you came with, but I ain't leaving without you.
Seen nothing like you,
like you.
The body that shape is your claim to fame, and girl, I ain't leaving without you. No. I want your body, yeah, yeah. Oh, what you drink, what you sip? I got the next round. Martini and goose now. Tell me what's up, what's up? Conversation, my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up, shut up. You're moving them hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, surely.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with.
I've never seen nothing like you. Cause the body that shape is your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you. No. I want your body. Your body. Oh, yeah. Hey,
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 hey.
I want your body.
your body.
Here's love, if it's your love, with what you love. Love to get to know you better. Let's go somewhere, anywhere, I don't care. Long as we can ride together. One more sip, wet your lips, we can dip. I slip that tip to violate. Doors up full halogen, yep, yep, she modeling. I just happy to say hey, hey,
hey. Hey, how you doing?
The body that shape is your claim to fame.
No, I ain't living without you.
Ooh.
Hey,
hey, baby, what's that in your cup? You need to let me fill that up. You know I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Hey,
hey,
girl,
and I ain't thinking about your man. He should have held you by the hand. Cause I'm your man.